Someone said they could be right 50%, 100% of the time. I think our message today is a right message. I believe it's to be a right message because of the season that we find ourselves in and of the week that we are just finishing with Thanksgiving here. You are thinking about certain gifts to give, maybe even thinking about certain gifts that you shall receive. This morning, I would like to speak on the gift that anyone can give. And it's a gift that we all would appreciate. And I receive it from you. So I know some of its value. I know you've heard sermons before. And as you leave, you have thought, now what was Wendell really trying to say? Here's what I'm trying to say today. I want you to practice the art of appreciation as a gift. Not anything fake, but I want you to make a decision today, this morning, this week, to practice giving the gift of appreciation. And if you study this carefully, you will discover several words are synonymous, but yet not all of them have the same meaning. Appreciation, gratitude, thankfulness, praise. And other words overlap in meaning. But not having time here to cover all of those words, I wish you could just focus on one idea, and that idea being how to practice and to give away the gift of appreciation. And you can begin with the people that are closest to you. In a very genuine way, I believe that God supplies all of our needs through Christ Jesus, but God is also searching for people that He can use as a vessel or a channel through whom He can work. And God has called you to give away the gift of appreciation. Now, how do you do that? I started studying this earlier in the week, and I even called Tim and put him on the spot very quickly. But the Bible is filled with examples of people who were thankful. I think of Jonah. As he was in the belly of that whale and as he came out of the whale, can you imagine the thankfulness that he had in his heart? How about Moses as he sang the song of Moses and they celebrated the deliverance from the Egyptians as they crossed over the water? How about the man in Mark chapter 5 that Jesus cast the demons out of, and we only know them as legion? Or how about Mary, the mother of Christ? Or how about the lady who was there washing the feet of Jesus with her tears and drying his feet with her hair, and she felt such a gratitude in her heart for the peace that Christ had given to her? And here's a good one for parents. What about the father of the prodigal son there in Luke chapter 15? What thankfulness and appreciation he must have had as his son returned home. Or what about this one in Luke 17? The lepers that came to Christ. In this story, there are 10. And they cry out, Jesus, have mercy on us. And Jesus heals them, actually, as they begin to walk toward the sanctuary. But one of the men turns and comes back to Jesus and falls down in that Oriental custom of reverence. And he begins to praise and to thank Jesus for that wonderful gift of healing that he's just experienced. The Bible is filled with stories of men and women who were grateful and thankful and in their own way praised God for what he had done for them. Annette read in our scripture reading here out of Philippians 4. It says that in everything, by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, how will you practice the art or the gift of appreciation today, tomorrow, and next week? Tuesday night at prayer meeting at Ranger, we had an open discussion on this. And I said, I want you to help me because I'm trying to put together this sermon on the art of appreciation. What would be some ways that you think people would appreciate that being given to them? And you might could even think of some this morning. One of those I was impressed with is the idea of time. We are in such a hurry. I was driving back from Collegedale last evening, and on the interstate, there was 9 million cars between and Ringgold. And each driver, it seemed to just be so anxious and in such a hurry to get to their destination. We seem to have little time to just talk or to listen. We have some people here who don't really want a lot of visitation, and we have other people who benefit from visitation. But you are not limited just going to someone's home and making a visit. A simple text message or an email or a phone call. That's a way to visit. And more than one of you have a ministry of cards. You send cards to people for birthdays and anniversaries and other special occasions. Isn't that expressing the gift of time and appreciation? Someone else suggested that we could give the art of appreciation just by simply saying, I appreciate you. I guess we could be more specific at times and say, I appreciate your smile, or I appreciate your gentleness. But it can't be fake. I was listening to Terry sing that song. Wasn't that good? It spoke to my heart. I'm grateful that I can see the Lord working. If, I mean, 40 years makes a lot of difference, Terry. I'm grateful to be able to have modern day examples of how God works. But I want you to have something that you are comfortable with, that you are gifted with that will allow you to give or to share the gift of appreciation. And I want you to begin today. It might even could begin with the pew on which you're sitting. And you could just gently say to that person after this meeting, of course, I appreciate blank. I don't know what you will choose, but I hope you will choose to join me in developing a way to give away the gift of appreciation. Now, if you don't have the gift of appreciation, it may be that you have a lot of negativism and you don't really see the benefits that are in people. I was reading some leadership material last evening, and a good visual aid for me to have brought this morning would have been a rose. Because on most stems of roses, there are thorns and the flower. And you can look at that and say, the rose has thorns. Or you could look at that and say, isn't this amazing? The thorn has roses. A good mental outlook on things helps people, and it will help you to be able to be filled with praise. A couple of suggestions that I jotted down to bring a smile to my face. You can show the art of appreciation by doing some mechanic work. That would not work so well with me because I'm not a good mechanic. Or you could go plow someone's garden and tell the person you appreciate the vegetables they give you. That's kind of conflict of interest there, isn't it? Something that I benefit from, and this really is covering all those bases of gratitude and appreciation, thankfulness. I believe in the power of prayer. I see it working. Just a few minutes ago, as Daniel's father came and I walked out, some of you saw me there. A voice choking with emotion, he says, I believe in prayer. I don't know if there's anything greater that we can say to each other than I'm praying for you. And sometimes in this act of expressing gratitude, it's kind of like dominoes. One event affects a long line of events. I will tell you a quick story. In the Bible, in 2 Kings 4, there is the story of Elisha and a particular family that enjoyed his spirituality. They decided to build a little room on their house so that Elisha and his servant would have a place to stay when they came through that countryside. And so Elisha would go there, and it was a place of refuge for him. There was a bed, a table, a light, a food was provided. A nice little room out in the country, probably. As he enjoyed the thankfulness of that family, he wanted to return something. Now, you have to keep in mind, this man of God, this prophet, he with God's power, he worked all kind of miracles. he asked the lady, he said, you've been so good to us, I would like to do something for you. And it was kind of borderline immigration status because she was a foreigner there in that country. But she said, I don't really need anything. I'm friends with everyone here. But Elisha's servant said to Elisha, I've got an idea for a gift. This lady has no son. You know where this story is going, don't you? And Elisha sent for the lady to come, and he said, this time next year, you will be holding a son. She may have smiled, she may have grinned. We all know the facts of nature here. Not only was her husband older, but most likely an improbability that she would have the baby. A year later, guess what? She has this beautiful baby. Probably looked a little bit like me. He smiled, had beautiful eyes. One gift of gratitude sometimes creates a lot of dominoes. The child grew. Elisha continued to visit, enjoy the hospitality and gratitude of that family. But on one occasion, the boy was out in the field with his father. Must have been very hot. I don't know all the reason. But he began to complain. His head was hurting. And child went home. Mother held the baby or held the young man in her lap. And he died. That's not a lot to be thankful for. She finally gets a child and he dies. Read the story this afternoon. Check me out. Her husband argues just a little bit with her. At least that's what's recorded in Scripture. She wants a donkey. She wants her servants to go. And she rides off with the dust coming behind her. And she goes to Elisha. And she says, my son is dead. Please come. And he gives her this staff. And he says, lay this on the child. I can identify a little bit with that. Her faith was not that strong. She says, I'm not leaving unless you go with me. And never argue with an anxious woman, right? Elisha went with her. And he gets to her home, and the child is not breathing. And through the miracle of restoration and the power of God, Elisha is used to bring that young man back to life. And he's presented back to his family again, and they must have been so thankful. One act of gratitude is a springboard, serves as a domino to many other gifts that can be given in the art of appreciation. The greatest gift, of course, is the gift of Jesus Christ. And in response to that gift is our reception of that gift. I hope you are not one of the people who believe in Jesus Christ, but you've never received him. That's a little bit like knowing there is a gift of appreciation, but it's never unwrapped and given to someone. It's never advantageous. But what about people that have flaws? How do you appreciate people that are not exactly all there? Anybody hear that way? How do you genuinely and honestly compliment someone with that type of gift when they may mess up 50% of the time? Well, in honesty, all of us have some flaws. If you've not noticed it recently, look in the mirror. I heard a story, I think it was here. And I want to close with this story, because I believe God can use each of us, even with the flaws that we have. And we work toward total restoration, don't we? But there was a man who had two water pots. And each morning he would walk down to the river, and he would put water in those pots, and he carried the water back up to his house. He had a wooden pole across his shoulder, and that's how he would carry the water pots back to his house. But being very poor, one of those water pots had a crack in it, and he didn't have the money to replace it. So for about a year and a half, he used the one really good pot, and he used the cracked water pot side by side. And as the illustration goes, there came a time when the pot that had the crack in it began to realize, this man has kept me for a year and a half, and I've not been able to perform as well as the other pot. And yet he has not thrown me away. And the man said to the cracked water pot, I have noticed that you don't carry as much water as the other. But each day as I have carried you up this hill, the water streaming from your crack has watered the soil. And that's where I planted the flowers. And it's because of you watering the soil that my home has been graced with flowers every day now for a long time. Interesting how just looking at life in different dimensions helps bring about appreciation. You may be living with a husband who's a crackpot. But he does have some special redeeming factors if you will look for them. I challenge you in whatever way God will lead you to practice giving away the genuine gift of appreciation. Whether it be through words, whether it be through gifts, whether it be through time, or washing a car, or a thousand other ways, God will take the best you have and use it for kingdom growth.